It's Wednesday, the 5th, I always say 5th of November, 5th of October. And it's a lovely calm morning, overcast, some brightness, no sunshine, but dry. Another dry morning, beautiful. Yeah, no tangerine skies this morning, unfortunately. Disappointment. But anyway, at least it's fine and dry and calm. Good spell of weather, really. Everything's dry. Haven't had rain for a while, thank the Lord for that. Not like activity about the birds this morning. Yes. The birds, when they land on the top of my new metal shed roof, their wee claws make an off your racket sometimes as they scurry across. As I said, everything's dry. Even the hardy geranium that is in front of me. They're still in flower, by the way. This one in particular has still got hundreds of flowers on it, which is great. There's little pale lilac flowers. But the middle of it, of that plant, is lying over a wee bit. And that's simply because it's not getting enough water. Would you believe that? It happens in the middle of the summer when if they don't get enough water and the sun's beating down. But at this time of the year, there's no powerful sun beating down. So it just shows you how dry. I need to maybe give them a wee drooning with water. But the leaves that are falling off, as you can hear, absolutely bone dry. And as I speak, I see leaves, wee individual leaves trickling down from the trees just now and again. And the big ivy in the back wall, it's going over now. Yes, it's going to be, if it gets a chance, it'll be resplendent. So I had a very disturbed sleep last night. Very disturbed sleep. I got this up 3 or 4 times. I blame the very large cappuccino that I had along with my wife down in Linlithgow, and the wee platform of 3 pub that we often go in. I don't take drink anymore because of my thoughts on driving and drinking. Drinking and driving. So, and now instead of me having a pint of ale, I have a large cappuccino along with my wife. But it's about the size of a soup bowl. So I'm blaming that for last night's disturbances. But and then at one time getting back to bed, my mind wouldn't settle down for a bit, and I thought, I'm going to be here all night. I'm just going to be lying here the rest of the night, unable to get back to sleep. But fortunately, and thank the Lord, I did eventually. It's not the getting up, it's the getting back to sleep again. That's a real killer. Tea's cold. So other than that, I'm feeling fine. What did we do yesterday? Yeah, I scurried about quite a bit yesterday. I got on the bike in the morning again for a 7 mile run. Ride, I should say, 7 mile ride. And done some things, not a lot. It was a very nice day, in fact. Not a lot, nothing exciting, but that's fine. I was praying for a rather, if not mundane, week. Leave me alone week. Let me get on with what I want to get on with. It's not been that way 100% because I'm having a real frustrating time on Tinternet. trying to get myself verified with the government here. It's a bloody ruse. They owe me money. It's not a lot, but they owe me money. And what sounds simple on the form or the letter to claim the money isn't so damn straightforward. It's been cracking my head up for the past 3 days. Yes, I think they do it intentionally. It's the same with the local authorities here, and their website is horrendous to navigate, and the government one is just as bad. When you get a whole web page that you can scroll and scroll and scroll, and it tells you all about how to claim and how to do this and how to do that, and there isn't one link, one wee button, one anything that says here, click this and you can start doing it. There's not one. Oh my god. So that my stress levels were up even last evening when I had another go, and I just thought, sod this, not doing it, I'll do it tomorrow. But there you go, as I said, that's already eaten into my plans for the week. I have to go through it all again this morning, make phone calls and get things clarified, and oh my god. Why didn't they just send me the money? Why do I need to claim it? They've admitted they owe me it. Why don't they just send the money? Anyway, that was a gripe, a moan, a rant. And why not? There's been lots of geese flying overhead the past few days. I'm not saying they're abandoning us yet, but they're flying south and southeast. But they'll be going down to the feeding grounds, and then they'll fly back at night. I don't think they're abandoning us just yet, unless they know something we don't know, and that wouldn't be difficult for them to know something we don't know, because, yeah. I wouldn't mind a really bad winter. I don't mean a horrendous winter, I just mean a bad winter. Or when I say a bad winter, I mean a normal winter, the winters we used to have, if we got the summer following it, the summers we used to have. We'll have to wait and see, won't we? Nothing's set in stone with the weather. Yes.